The first hooves are on the ground at a new buffalo range in south central South Dakota. It could become the world's largest Native American-owned buffalo herd, SDPB's Seth Tupper reports.
Wizipon Little Elk says there's a deep meaning underlying the project and its Lakota language name.
Our project is called Wolakota, and what that means in our language is to live the Lakota way of life. Our identity is linked from the health and welfare and well-being of buffalo, and when they're strong, we're going to be strong again as well.
Little Elk is the CEO of the Rosebud Economic Development Corporation on the Rosebud Reservation in South Dakota. The corporation is converting 40 square miles of ranch land on the reservation into a massive buffalo range. They're working with the World Wildlife Fund and getting excess bison from federal government herds. The first buffalo arrived recently, 50 from Badlands National Park and another 50 from Theodore Roosevelt National Park. TJ Heinert is a range assistant with the project.
They're a beautiful, majestic animal. They're huge, they're powerful, and just the meaning being native and what they stand for us, I mean, it's a powerful feeling that you can't even really explain. It's so electrifying. Once they're actually there, you're looking at them, you hear them, you see them move. I mean, they're an amazing animal.
Rotational grazing will keep buffalo moving throughout the range. Range manager Jimmy Doyle says that mimics the way buffalo moved across the plains.
This will be a really neat opportunity to kind of showcase the ecological benefits of well-managed grazing, but doing it with basically the original tool that did it in the first place.
The corporation wants to grow the herd to 1,500 animals. Eventually, some will be sold every year. Future plans include a meat processing facility and educational programs for Lakota youth. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Seth Tupper.